Hallelujah.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe the world is still the same.
I expect a miracle.
And I expect.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. For this great opportunity to be here in the city of
Huye.
Thank you for Rwanda, Lord. Thank you for your love for the people of Rwanda. Thank you, Jesus, for your great power to save and to heal that is here tonight. We give you thanks. We bind every demonic work. We bind demons of opposition and resistance. In the name of Jesus. We bind works of witches and wizards. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healings, miracles, and mighty power right here tonight. Release your angels, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. And everyone said, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I want to say thank you first of all to all the wonderful pastors of Huye. For welcoming us to your beautiful city. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Board of Trustees, for your great support. God bless you. We also want to thank the government, the Vice Mayor,
this mayor,
for allowing us to use your stadium and allowing us to have this campaign. God bless you. I am excited to be here in Rwanda. Rwanda is a beautiful country. It is reminding me of Switzerland. Because my mother is from Switzerland. But this is the first time I am in Rwanda. The first Rwandan I ever spoke to was President Kagame. And I told him then that we were going to have crusades in Rwanda, and he was very excited and happy about that. I am hoping that we will meet again. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll get a chance to speak to him again. But I want to say Rwanda is beautiful. And I know God has great plans for Rwanda. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, I'm here to preach about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And my topic is Jesus Christ, the Savior and the healer of this world. Amen.
Amina.
Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 11, it says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Amen. When Jesus was born, the announcement was that a Savior was born. Amen.
Amina.
1 John 4:14 says, "We have seen and do testify that the Father has sent the Son to be a Savior of the world."
Urwandiko rwa Yohana rwa mbere gice cya kane murongo wa 14 ngo tubonye yuko Imana yahereje umwana wayo kumucunguzi w'isi.
So Jesus Christ did not come to this world to be an engineer or a doctor, but to be a Savior.
Reka bimenyekane yuko Yesu ntabwo yaje muri iyi si afite misiyo kuba injenyeri cyangwa dokiteri, ahubwo kumucunguzi niyo misiyo yamuzanye.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
I can't hear your amen.
Ariko ko numva mina zanyu ba Kristo. Ah, they are waking up.
Do you want an engineer or a savior?
Ese nahita mwiki? Numwe injenyeri cyangwa umucunguzi?
Ah, how do you say savior?
Yes.
How do you
umuchunguzi.
Say huh?
Umucunguzi.
Umucunguzi.
Yes. It's like a redeemer.
Umuchunguzi. Hey! Jesus Christ did not come into this world to be an electrician or a plumber.
Yesu ntabwaje muri iyi si kumwelektrisiye cyangwa umuplombiye. Those words have become Kinyarwanda, Your Honor.
They are what?
Those words have become like Kinyarwanda. They all understand them.
Okay.
Electricien et plombier.
Okay. Acts chapter 5 and verse 30. It says, "God has raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hung on a tree, to be a prince and a savior, to give repentance to Israel and the forgiveness of sins."
Ibyakozwe n'intumwa igice cya gatanu umurongo wa 30 ngo Yesu yarerekanwe kugira ngo abe umucunguzi. I'm sorry, I have to repeat that.
God has sent Jesus Christ to be a savior and a prince.
Yesu Imana yohereje Kristo Yesu kuba umukiza umucunguzi n'igikomangoma.
Now, when Jesus came to Jerusalem, there was no electricity. And when Jesus left Jerusalem, there was still no electricity.
Yes, aje muri Yerusalemu, ngo Yerusalemu n'amashanyarazi nk'aya ngaya Amerika yararimo yanavuyemo asigatarazamo.
So God did not send Jesus to provide electricity to Israel.
Rero ntabwo Imana yohereje Kristo Yesu muri Yerusalemu cyangwa Israel kugira ngo atange amashanyarazi.
When Jesus came to Jerusalem, he was born, there were no universities. And when he left, there were still no universities.
Yesu avukiye muri uwo murwa avukiyemo ari umucunguzi w'isi yaje muri Yerusalemu no Israel na university yari irimo na kaminuza yagiye na kaminuza irubakwa.
When Jesus came to the world, there were no hospitals as we know them. And by the time he left, there were still no X-ray machines in the world.
Yesu aje ntabwo hari ibitaro ndetse ajya no gusubirayo na za radio zariza zakabayeho.
There were no X-ray machines.
Na radio zariza kabayeho.
There were no spectacles to make people see better.
Na rinete zari ziriho zo kugira ngo umuntu asobereho.
There were no operating machines for doctors. When Jesus came, and still he did not provide all these things for us. So I have a big question to ask you today. What did Jesus come to save us from?
Yes,
if he didn't save us from all these difficulties.
No, nese, Yesu yaje kudukiza iki? Naba taraje kudukiza no kutubatura kuva muri ibyo bibazo by'ingutu.
What did Jesus come to save? If you are saving people, what are you saving them from?
Naba Yesu yaraje gukiza no gucungura, ese reka babaze, yacunguraga abantu bakiza, abakura mu ki?
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it gives us the answer. It says, fear not to take Mary, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Hallelujah! Ngo muri Matayo igice cya mbere umurongo wa 21 nimwumve igisubizo cy'icyo kibazo cyabazwaga. Abwira Yosefu ati nutijye kujyana Mariya kuko azazana umubyara umwana, niba uzaba umucunguzi wo kubatura isi akayikiza ayikura mu byaha.
Amen.
Amen. So Jesus did not come to save us from anything except our sins.
Yesu rero ntiyazanywe n'ikindi kugira ngo agikire ibintu adukuramo uretse kuducungura atubatura kuva mu ngo y'icyaha.
Do you have sins in Rwanda? Sins.
Ese mu Rwanda mugira ibyaha?
Do you have sinners in Rwanda?
Mu Rwanda ba pastori mugira ibyaha?
Hey,
kandi muri aba pastori.
Do you have prisons in Rwanda? Prisons.
The biggest one is here. Mufite mufite uburoko cyangwa se gereza mu Rwanda?
The biggest, one of the biggest is in Huye.
Biggest prison,
yes, in the country.
Right. Now, how many of you here are liars? All liars in the stadium, lift up your hand.
Nibangaye hano bavuga ibinyoma babesha bicaye muri stade muvuga kuri mbere y'Imana kwirabazi mushyirejwe amaboko.
Liars.
Aha, there are many.
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 How many of you have told more than 100 lies since you were born?
Nibangaye muri mwe bamaze kubesha ibinyoma birenga ijana kuva mwavuka mushyirejwe amaboko?
Hey! Oh. What about the pastors on the stage?
Abakozi b'Imana na bishop usize hejuru.
All liars on stage will lift up their hands. All the pastors are liars except the vice mayor. He is not, does not told any lie before. Hey. So Rwanda has a lot of liars.
So mbirabone kayuko Rwanda rufite abanyabinyoma benshi.
Hey. What about jealousy? Do you have jealousy in Rwanda? How many here are suffering from jealousy? Lift your hand if you are suffering from jealousy. Hey, what about on the stage? Do you have any jealous pastors? VIPs on stage. Anybody with jealousy? A lot of them. But the vice mayor is not suffering from jealousy.
Hey.
What about fighting? Do you have people who fight in Rwanda? No, I'm not asking the vice mayor.
Oh, okay. It's a general.
Yes. Do you have people who fight? Christians, raise your hand. No.
Say they are there.
They are there. What about stealing?
Abajura.
Zura.
Abajura.
Jura in Rwanda. Stealing.
Abajura mu Rwanda. Bashirejwa amaboko.
What about pastors?
Hano kuri VIP.
Only this left side have got this side are perfect. How many of you have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before?
Some steal milk because they keep cows.
What about fornication? Do you have fornicators in Rwanda?
Ese hano mu Rwanda mugira basambanyi?
Said many.
Nene is what? Yes. Many.
He said so.
What about on the stage, fornicators?
Hano imbere kuri VIP abatambyi basambana.
They are not raising their hand. Their wives are looking at them.
Kuko bamwe bafite abadamu babo hano bagomba kugifata munezi.
Now, what is the punishment for sin?
Ese igihano cy'icyaha ni iki?
Death.
God has only one punishment.
Imana ifite igihano kimwe gusa.
And that punishment, the Bible says the wages of sin is death.
Kandi icyo gihano ijambo ry'Imana rivuga ngo inyishu y'icyaha ni urupfu.
That means that all people in every country, in every city, in every part of the world are supposed to die because all of us are sinners.
Nibivuga ngo nukuvuga ngo abantu bose mu isi yose muri buri murwa wose aho wajya hose ni abanyabyaha rero igihano cyabo ni ugupfa nicyo kidukwiye ko twese turi abanyabyaha.
Every crusade I ask this same question: how many liars, thieves, fornicators, fighters, jealousy? And every crusade, always everybody is guilty.
Buri giterane mpuzamahanga ajyamo nibyo bibazo mbaza abanyabinyoma, ababeshya, abajura, abarwana, abasambana, ibyo byose nibyo mbaza ngasanga bose.
So tonight, I want to say to you, if human beings can make a prison to keep people who have done something wrong, do you think God cannot make a prison to keep people who have done something wrong?
Ese n'abantu bashobora kubakaza gereza kugira ngo bahite babikayo barindireyo abo banyabyaha mutekereza ko Imana yo nagereza igira.
Tonight I came to tell you that God in heaven has also made a prison for all people who are sinners.
Ndifuza kubabwira mu bizanye kuri umugoroba ngo Imana nayo yateguye gereza ikomeye cyane y'umunyabyaha wese.
And he knows that all of us will go there.
Kandi Imana izi yuko twese nta n'umwe usigaye tuzajya muri iyo gereza.
All people from Ghana are going there.
Abanyegana bose bazajyayo.
All people from Nigeria are going there.
Abanyabyaha ba Nigeria bazajyayo.
All Americans are going there.
Abanyamerika bose bazajyayo.
All Germans are going there.
Abadage nabo bazajyayo.
So God so loved the world. He loved the world so much that he decided to send a savior to save us.
Bituma aduhumana wawe kinege kugira ngo aducungure atubatura dukure muri yagereza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God loves us so much.
Imani dukunda urukundo rohebuje.
He knows that we are lost.
Azi uko twatakaye.
Yes.
Arabis,
you don't have to teach somebody to tell a lie.
Nabwo ugomba kwigisha umwana.
Yes, you were born in sin. Yes. You don't have to teach people to steal. There is no school for thieves. One day I asked a young man, what do you want to be when you grow up? He said, I want to be a thief. But there is no school for thieves. Tonight, I have good news for you in Huye. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
When you go to the prison in Huye, what do you think the prisoners are praying for? What do you think the prisoners are praying for in the prison? Are they praying for cars? Are they praying for wives and husbands? No.
Oh yeah,
they are praying for mercy and they are praying to be released.
Ichoba sengera nimbabazi no kubohorwa nubwisanzure.
Tonight,
uyu mugoroba,
you and I are in the same situation.
Wowe nanjye turi muri iyo gereza nuko bimeze.
God is having mercy on us today.
Imana yo mwijuru yiteguye kutuburukiriza imbabazi uyu munsi.
And he sent his son Jesus to be a savior, not from lack of electricity, but from your sins and my sins.
Kandi nabwo iraduha umwana wayo kutubera umucunguzi n'inzira y'ibyiringiro si ukutubohora kuva mu mwijima udafite amashanyarazi cyangwa izindi serivisi.
The problem in this world is our sins. This world is full of 7 billion wicked, selfish, lying, stealing, selfish
people.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, aragukunda.
Yes.
Chane.
Jesus is the only savior of this world.
Yesu, niwe byiringiro by'agakiza wenyine kuri iyi si.
There is one God and one mediator between us and God. His name is Jesus Christ.
Hari Imana imwe gusa kandi umuhuza wacu n'umurengezi ni umwe gusa niwe Yesu Kristo.
Many people don't know the importance of pastors.
Abantu benshi nibaza gaciro na kamaro kaba pastori.
They think that pastors are just, we don't work, and we just, I mean, doing nothing but talking a lot.
Baratekereza yuko aba pastori ntacyo bakora, baba baraho gusa masakramento no kwirwa bavuga nta kindi.
But you don't know that it is the sins of the people that make all the problems in this world.
Ariko mukayoberwa yuko nukubera abantu bari mwisi buzuyemo batuma ibyaha byuzura isi.
And Jesus came to save me and you from our sins.
Yesu nakindi cyamuzanye uretse kugucungura wowe nanjye kuva muri iyo ndiri y'ibyaha.
And make you a new person.
Akakugira icyaremwe gishya.
Tonight,
muri uyu mugoroba,
how can your sins be washed away?
Ese ibyaha byashobora kozwa bite bikagukuraho ukabuwera?
One day I visited a man in a prison.
Umunsi umwe nasuye umuntu muri gereza,
and I felt sorry for him. I wanted him to be released.
Numva mbabaye cyane mu mutima wanjye nifuza yuko yabohorwa akava muri iyo gereza.
But when I saw the condition, I realized that it would be very difficult for the man to come out of the prison.
Ariko mbonye ibyaha yakoze n'urubanza bamuciriye, nahise menya yuko bigoye cyane kugira ngo uwo mugabo abohorwe arekurwe.
Because the man has done something very bad.
And
there was no way for him to come out. That is when I saw that it takes a great miracle for you to be released from your sins that you have committed. Tonight, God can release you from your sins if you receive your Savior.
Imana yo mwijuru yakubohora ugava muri yongo y'icyaha wemeye ukakira umwami Yesu Kristo mucuru.
How is God going to release you from your sins?
Ariko Imana yakubohora ite kuva muri iyo gereza y'icyaha?
Through one thing.
Ninzira imwe gusa.
Do you want to hear the way God is going to release you from your sins?
Urifuza kumenya uko Imana yakubohora ikagukura muri iyo gereza?
Do you want to know how God is going to release you from your mistakes? Jesus Christ,
yes, O Christo,
the night before he died on the cross, he took a cup and he said, "This is my blood." Yes. He said, "Tomorrow afternoon I will die.
Attention, Zapa.
And I'm going to shed my blood for the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin.
Ari na kumene kakwa maraso na kuchungu gano kuwa marigwa namba ya shomoka.
Tonight,
muru imugoroma,
your sins,
ifya habyawe,
your lies,
ubinyoma,
your stealing,
ubujura,
your fighting,
ifya habyawe bindi,
your fornication,
ubusamba yibgawe,
your jealousy, can be washed away by only one thing: the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
You see this lady, come my dear, who was singing. Do you know the sins she has committed? How can somebody like this be singing in the house of God? Do you know her lies? Her stealing? Her killing? Her fighting? How? By a great power. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus washing her. Washes her sins away. Washes all her crimes. And cleans her. Bible says you are cleansed by the blood. You are cleansed by the blood. And she's clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is how somebody like this, somebody like me, somebody like pastors can ever stand here to preach the word of God. It's by the mercy of God and the blood of Jesus. That is why Jesus said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness. Tonight, I present to you the Savior of the world. He saved us from our sins. That is why I came here to preach to you, to tell you to turn around from your sins. You know, a lot of people are religious, but they are not born again. We have a lot of that in Ghana.
And in Rwanda.
Here too?
Absolutely.
We have, you know, you have people go a lot to church, but they are not born again. You know, when I was born, my father took me to a church and I was baptized as a baby.
Hey!
But I didn't know Jesus. I was a baptized sinner. I had a Bible. But I never read it. But when I was about 16 years old, I met
Jesus.
Somebody told me that the shedding of blood was for my sins. And I turned around.
No,
and I gave my life to Jesus. You know, when I used to go to church, when I did not know Jesus, my favorite priest was the one who says, we shall sing the first and the last stanza. Because it means the church will be short. I never knew any verse in the Bible. I didn't know God. I was in the church. Religious. But Jesus said, unless you are born again, you can never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, yaravuzati uretuvu tubga kabiri ijambabye ne kondimas ati nushora kwipambo nyugambi man.
You cannot become a Christian because your family is a Christian.
Nabo avukuru mu Kristo ukumubyeyi wawe yari mu Kristo.
I am a medical doctor.
Yewe ndumuganga.
I'm a medical doctor.
Doctor
7 years in medical school.
17 years.
Seven. But my children cannot be medical doctors because they are my children.
Ariko muziko abana banje batavutse ari abadokteri kuko nari umudokteri.
I cannot transmit medical degree by osmosis or by birth.
Nabwo shobora guhita ntanga amaraso yanjye ngo ahita aba maganga abana banjye baba abaganga.
My son himself has to go to medical school and suffer like I suffered.
Umwana wanjye yagomba kujya mu ishuri akiga akabara imyaka akababara agakubitika nkuko nanjye byagendekeye.
In the same way, I cannot transmit Christianity to my children like that. I cannot transmit Christianity to my children. Say, because I'm a Christian, you are all Christian. You must turn around from your sins and repent and bow your knees to Jesus Christ.
Wowe ku giti cyawe ugomba kwiyemeza ukavuka ubwa kabiri ukihana ibyaha byawe ugahindukira Yesu Kristo.
Otherwise you will die and go to hell singing hymns. You'll be the hymn, you'll be the choir master in hell.
Urimbuke ujya muri genomu ukiririmba mu rusengero.
Oh yes.
Niko bimeze.
A lot of people who are called Christians are in hell. Yes. You know, this one he told me himself.
Somebody,
my own relative, he was a Methodist.
He was Methodist.
Methodist. Every Sunday his father took him to church, but he was not saved. And one day he developed a severe fever and he died. He said he went down into the earth, down to hell. He told me, he said, I was afraid, I was frightened. I thought I was a Christian, but I was not. It was many years later when I met him, I led him to Jesus Christ.
Imyaka myinshi nyuma muye nawe ni gihe wamusengeye mushyitsa kuri Yesu Kristo ayakira gaci agakiza.
Today he is a preacher.
Uyu munsi ni umuvugabutumwa.
He's really converted.
Rwose yarakijijwe n'umurokore.
Tonight,
uyu munsi,
do you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away?
Urashaka amaraso Yesu ko yoza ubugingo bwawe?
Don't be confident in your family's religion. Don't be confident in that. When you die alone. You meet God alone. You stand alone. You answer God alone. And Jesus died for you. And he died for me. That's why he's called the Savior and the Healer of this world. Tonight, how many of you want this blood to wash away all your sins? If you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins, stand up and lift your hand and I'm going to pray with you. And lift your hand up high like this. Jesus is the Savior and the Healer. If you want Jesus to wash your sins, don't depend on any religion. Depend on tonight you are giving your life to Jesus. Lift your hand and say this prayer. Say, Jesus. I can't hear you. Jesus. Thank you for tonight.
Urakoze kuguyu mugoroba udasanzwe.
Have mercy on me, O God.
Ngirira imbabazi mwami mana.
I am a sinner.
Ndumunyabyaha pe.
Let everybody, all of them should say, I am a sinner.
De kamwe seni ajiru sigari nyuma niyonga vugo tindumunya byaha pe.
Please forgive me and wash away my sins.
Ngami ndagutakambiye unabare unyose unyezi byaha ubabarire.
Wash me in the blood of Jesus.
Unyeze namaraso ya Yesu.
From tonight, I am turning around.
Kuvuye mugoroba ndahindukiye.
Tonight, I am repenting of my sins.
Uyu mugoroba nihanye ibyaha byanjye byose.
Oh God, I pray for mercy.
Mwami Mana, ndagutakambi ungirire imbabazi nimuwe.
Thank you, Jesus.
Urakoze mwami Yesu.
Please write my name in the book of life.
Unabare wandike izina ryanjye mu gitabo cy'ubugingo.
Everybody say it again. Please write my name in the book of life.
Mwe say abivuze ndakwinjize bana andike izina ryanjye mu gitabo cy'ubugingo.
Write my name in the book of life.
Andika izina ryanjye mu gitabo cy'ubugingo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Urakoze mwami Yesu.
Now lift only one finger like this.
Hari ikintu kimwe.
Only one hand like this.
Ikintu kimwe.
And everybody say after me, Satan.
Ndabasaba kumwe wese akivuga ankurikije.
Satan.
Satani.
Listen carefully.
Umviriza neza.
In the name of Jesus.
Mizina rya Yesu.
Satan, I will not follow you again.
Satan, sinzongera kugukurikira ukundi.
Satan, I will not obey you again.
Satan, sizongera kukumvira ukundi.
Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus.
Satan, ndakuboshye ndakwamaganye mu izina rya Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Mu izina rya Yesu.
Lift your two hands. Let your two hands say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. From tonight, I am following Jesus. Say it again, please. From tonight, I'm following Jesus. From tonight, I am born again. I love you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for making me into a new person. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Wave your book and your two hands. Wave your book and your hands. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I will read this book. And I will follow Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now Jesus is also a healer. Amen. Jesus is also a healer. Do you believe Jesus is also a healer of your life? Yes.
Yes.
Whatever problem you have tonight, I want to pray for you. And Jesus will heal you. Jesus healed many people. He healed the blind. He healed the deaf and the dumb. He healed people who could not walk. And Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight is your night for a miracle. God sent me here because He wants to touch certain people. And He is touching your life tonight as a healer. I said He is a healing Jesus. He is a healing Jesus. And tonight, you are being set free by the power of God. Put your hand wherever your sickness is. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you and your family for mercy, for healing, for God's power. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Place your hand wherever your problem is. God's power is here right now. If it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. God opens the eyes of the blind tonight. If it is your ear, you cannot hear. Or you cannot hear well. Put your hand there. You have a pain. Put your hand wherever the pain is. You could not have a child. Jesus is healing you tonight. You are being set free by the power of God. Jesus is healing your heart of pain. Pain in your heart. Father, I thank you tonight. I thank you for your mighty power, your healing power that is flowing all over in the stands. Thank you for miracles. Thank you for angels. Thank you for mighty power. Satan, I bind you right now. Come out of the people. I cast out devils in the name of Jesus. Be released. In Jesus' name, let the works of darkness end tonight in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power. In Jesus' name. Everybody lift your hand and thank God. Thank God right now for healing you.
Hallelujah.
For mercy. For his power that is flowing right now in Huye. Power of God. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty power. Mighty power. Miracle power. Healing power. Thank you, Jesus. You are a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. Thank you for mercy for the people of Huye. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you that you are the Lord that healeth us tonight. Oh, Yamashandana.
Oh,
hallelujah. Oh yes. Oh yes. Thank you. Thank you. Just thank God. Many miracles are taking place right now. Power against power. Power over the power of the enemy. In the name of Jesus.
You are the Lord.
You sent your word. Receive the power of God. Receive the power of God. Father, we thank you for your mercy tonight. Wherever you are, whatever problem you had before, check yourself right now. Maybe you had a pain. Jesus is healing you tonight. Power of God is here right now. Jesus is healing you right now. Power of God is here. How many have been touched by God tonight? Lift your right hand. How many have been touched by the Lord tonight?
Now,
I want you to check yourself. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't walk. Begin to walk. Whatever problem you had, right now, begin to do whatever you couldn't do. Now, if God has touched you tonight, you had a problem, but now the problem is gone, and God has healed you tonight, then I want you to come to me. Come from where you are to the stage here. I want to pray for you again. And I want to take some testimonies. If God has touched you, come to me over here. I want to pray with you now. You had a problem, but right now you can see that God has done something. God has healed you. Couldn't hear, but now you can hear. You couldn't see, but now you can see. If God has touched you, come all the way to the side here. Come to the side somewhere here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wherever you are. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Jesus is a healing Jesus. He's healing you tonight. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Whatever problem you had, you realize that God has done something for you. I need you to come to me here. I'm going to pray with you. We are going to take some testimonies. Now, usually they would come on stage, but I don't know because of the stadium. Maybe should they come in front here? Come this way.
So,
there's no space here. They should come here.
Yeah. They could actually come here. This they had already penetrated.
Pardon?
They come here.
Those who are here already. But the rest of you should come. Come this way. Help us with the testimonies. Can you direct the people to come this way? Yeah, come in front here.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now listen. If God has done something for you, not that you are believing that it will happen in the future, but right now you can see that you are healed. I want you to, yes, I want you to lift up your hand. Many miracles tonight.
Yes.
Many miracles tonight. Hallelujah. Yes. Anybody who is screaming or falling, bring the person here. I need some people to help to with the testimonies. Friends.
I think we
okay, Viva, go.
Oh, aye, 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 aye.
Now listen. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. The power of God is here. How many know that Jesus even raises the dead? Jesus even Yeah, no, no. Yeah, let him come to this side. I want anybody if God has touched you, come to this side. Many people have been healed tonight. But yes. Now you can see.
This is the woman.
This is the woman.
Come.
Wow. What happened to you?
Evangelist, she was suffering from cataracts.
Wow.
Could not see. Especially in the night.
Wow.
Tonight she put her hand on her eyes when we prayed. And she can now see clearly.
So, you want to change over?
Yarafite. Uyu muntu ntabwo yabonaga cyane cyane n'ijoro ntabwo yabonaga.
Wow.
Basimbone. Imvura yahinduraga ngahitamuma. Izuba ryava nkabona.
Nageza I couldn't see.
Nageza saa kumi n'imwe ngahuma. Akabagiye ngombwa n'urukuta rw'inzu ngenda nkayoberwa inzira ijya mu rugo nkaca nyuma y'urugo. Ariko Imana ihabwa icyubahiro kuko ikoresha ibikomeye abantu batashobora.
Hallelujah! What did she say?
Baransengeye cyane ndwaye abadayimoni bansengera abadayimoni bakava mu rubavu bakajya mu rundi bakantera urushwima. Urushwima rurakira ariko urubavu ntirwakira.
Every time at 5 o'clock, whenever I walked at home, I wouldn't see clearly,
yeah,
and I would bump into the walls
of
my house.
And tonight, can she see?
She can see very well.
Hallelujah.
They were, I believe Jesus has prepared this evening for my
Hallelujah.
Simbuka, 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 Luwe, 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 Luwe.
Somebody else couldn't see. I want to know who. You couldn't see. And God has opened your eyes. Who is that? Come.
More.
Eyes opening.
Evangelist, these are her glasses.
Wow.
She could not look at the light. If she does that, she will be blind. The light blinds her. After the prayer, she removed her eyes, her hand, and now she can see because she's looking at the light. And she's alright.
Wow.
10 years. 10 years.
10 years.
Yes.
Are you happy tonight?
Yes,
I am very happy.
Why are you happy?
Well, I'm because I was unable to see light before, but now I can see the light.
Give Jesus a mighty clap.
Yes,
Doctor, what is this? Doctor, what is this called?
It's called photophobia, a condition called photophobia.
This is a medical doctor.
Which does not just go. This is the power of God that has healed this.
Give Jesus a mighty clap of
praise.
The deaf are hearing tonight, evangelists.
Yes.
For 3 years, she has been deaf in this ear. She only hears through this ear. Tonight, the power of God touched her when the evangelist prayed. This ear popped open and she can hear tonight.
Wow, is it true? Are you?
It is true. I've been deaf in my ear for the last 3 years. I couldn't hear anything.
Why don't you give Jesus a shout of hallelujah? Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, she was almost blind in this eye.
What happened to her?
She couldn't see.
Let her tell us.
They
operated 3 times on my eye. The hospital.
And I
was unable to see, but now I can see the light very clearly.
Wow.
She covered this and she was counting.
Are you?
5.
Do what I'm doing.
What if you're
doing? What I'm doing. Do what I'm doing. Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Are you surprised?
Yes.
You are surprised. Why are you surprised?
Because I can see very clearly.
Wow. Give Jesus a shout.
Yes, of hallelujah.
Jesus is doing miracles. Tonight is just the first night. I cannot imagine what God is going to do tomorrow night. Hallelujah.
Amazing miracles in Huye. This lady had an accident. You can see the scar on the right eye here. She became blind in this right eye.
Wow.
She was only seen in the left eye. 5 years. Tonight, the power of God, as the evangelist prayed, this eye which was blind can now see.
Is it true?
It is true. I had a motorbike accident. And I was in a coma for 5 days.
Wow.
And on the 6th day, I began to see people I never saw in my life. And I was 8 months pregnant. And my
what happened to her eye?
Wabaichi. Tonight, my eye was able to see, and I couldn't see when I came here tonight.
Wow. She could not see, but now she can see. Do you remember what that man said, Jesus? He said, what I know is that I couldn't see, and now I can see.
Amazing.
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 Are you happy tonight?
Yes.
Wow. Are you happy tonight?
Very much. Very much. Very much. This man should not go back. He should stay here.
What?
This man should not go anywhere. He should stay here.
I should stay in Rwanda.
He should stay in Rwanda.
Hallelujah. She wants me to stay in Rwanda.
Thank
you.
We are in Huye in Rwanda.
Turi Huye hano Rwanda.
This lady was blind. She had an accident. She was blind in this eye.
Uyu mukobwa yari yaragizimanuka ijisho ry'iburyo rirahuma.
And she was standing far away there. I couldn't even know 100 meters away. And Jesus touched her by himself.
Nobody touched her.
And she's healed. Greetings from Rwanda. Jesus is alive in Rwanda. Hallelujah.
Tambira Jehova, Tambira Jehova, Tambira Jehova,
Yele Yele
Yele.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, this girl had a mass, a tumor.
Tumor?
Yes, here, right in the stomach. And she could hardly walk. They had to put on a motorbike to come here because she couldn't move her legs. After the prayer, the doctors have examined her. There is no mass here. And the girl is walking.
Afite ikibyimba munda bamujyana kuri moto.
She couldn't move.
Mukanya baramusuzumye basanga nta kibyimba gifite afite imbaraga zo kugenda. Cha kanseri ikibyimba cya
kanseri. What is your name, my dear?
What's your name? With Kwande. Angel.
Angel. Ange. And she had a mass.
A mass.
Which doctor examined her?
Dr. Jode.
Doctor, you examined the lady?
Yes.
This is a medical doctor.
You know Muganga Wabjiji.
According to the mother, this girl has had a tumor and a swelling in the tummy for about 2 years. But when I examine, I cannot feel anything.
There's nothing.
Mama, I can't feel anything.
Yambiye ngwa mazimya akibiri, abiti chipyimba cha kanseri munda ye, ariko mukanya maze kumukanda, nuvi chipyimba cha giye ntandwo yababaraga.
Are you the mother? Are you the mother?
Amazimya akibira rwaye.
She's been sick 2 years.
Chipyimba munda yagiraga n'ikibazo cyo kwituna. Akaituna maguru n'amaboko ariko haba nk'ibiterane tukajya gusenga Imana ikagira neza tukabona umwana arongeye arabyimbutse abashe guhagarara akagenda gake gakeya ku buryo atabashaka no kujya kuri moto iyo twagendaga twarindaga gutega tagisi vatiri.
Has it gone?
She had a mass in her tummy, and sometimes her legs and hands would swell, and every time we took her to church, we would get a motorbike and take her to church. But tonight, there is no pain, and the tumor has disappeared.
And she can walk.
And
she's
she can
walking.
Walk.
Come on.
Wow.
Hey, my God is good. Hey, my God is good.
Everything
that's up,
double,
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 Are you happy? Are you happy?
I am extremely very happy.
Wow.
God has done me good to see my daughter wow. able to stand after a long time unable to stand.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Miracle! Look at this man.
This man had a motor accident and had an injury of the knee. This is how he has been walking. He came with this. This is for him. Tonight, the power of God touched him. He is healed.
Wow.
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yesu ni Yesu chiza.
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yesu ni Yesu chiza.
He is healing people in Huye.
Arimara chiza bantu ani Huye.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Mwami mana, mwami mana, tuzora tukushima. Munyere kama vi. Munyere kama vi. Kaya Munyere kama vi. Manuka, manuka, twice. Manuka, 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 manuka.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, she lost her hearing in this ear.
Not hear.
Could not hear at all. This ear.
Is it true, Mama? Are you happy tonight?
Why are you happy?
Why are you
happy?
It's been a long time. My left ear had died, but now my right ear and all both my ears are hearing very well.
Wow. The deaf are hearing. The blind are seeing. Tumors are disappearing. The lame are walking. Jesus is a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, Mama. Hey Yahweh.
Tomorrow, everybody here must come with 10 people from your house. God is doing something wonderful in Huye. Doctor, what is happening here?
Evangelist for 4 years.
Yes.
This woman has had upper back and lower back pain. Has been on medication. But she said tonight when you prayed, she felt a cool breeze at her back. A cool breeze. Suddenly, the pain she has had for 4 years is totally gone tonight. Hallelujah.
Evangelist, another mass has disappeared.
Tumor.
Yes, right here. Dr. Joe has examined again. She said she had it since she was in primary 2.
cyatangiye kufata niga mu wa kabiri.
It started when I was in primary two.
Nakwitera hejuru kikahita numva kirandiye cyane.
Whenever I jumped, I would feel too much pain and I could not stand on my feet. And tonight when you say that everybody should touch wherever they have pain, I touched wherever the pain has been and immediately I felt healed in my body.
Wow.
And my teeth also.
Are you happy? I am happy. And I give praise to the Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Siyabonga. Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Siyabonga.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, severe upper back pain to the neck and knees. Gone tonight.
Are you happy tonight?
I have taken all the medication
in the world for my neck. And I have my knees could not bend very well.
Bend your knees, bend your knees. Come, come.
We know
how. Knees healed tonight.
Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, mama. Hey Yahweh, hey Yahweh, mama.
Olivia.
Evangelist, for a year she could not read small letters. You know, something like this. It was impossible. But tonight, she discovered that she was reading, she was able to read. Yes, read.
Niko Uwiteka avuga.
So is the Lord.
Ati kubwibyo byose.
Wow. She couldn't see before and she can see.
Nicyo gitumye kubwenge ntegeka ko.
She's reading some scriptures.
She's reading scriptures.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let them come. Let them come. Let them come.
Back pain healed. 10 years.
Strength.
Go, go.
Miracles.
Jesus. Come.
Come. I want to pray for the people. Wait a minute. Look at this man. What happened?
My leg.
I had an
accident.
An accident.
And
something pierced my body.
I had a wound.
In Kigali, I was on the truck. I was carrying charcoal on the
Kigali itumba.
Is he healed tonight? Is he healed?
Welcome, Kachizaneza.
Yes. Yes.
Hey.
Now I'm healed.
Wow.
Welcome. Miracles.
Welcome.
Receive your healing. Amazing.
There is strength.
Receive your healing.
There is power tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
Receive your touch.
There is power in the name of the Lord. And there
receive your healing in Jesus' name.
In the name of the Lord.
Receive your healing.
Blessed is
receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive
in
your healing. Touch, Lord. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
And when my plans have fallen through,
receive your touch.
Oh,
be healed.
And when
my, God.
My strength is touch. Nearly gone,
my
touch.
God, my God,
Jesus.
Lord,
receive your healing. Receive your healing. Be healed.
Just depend on
receive your healing. Yes.
Receive your healing.
Receive your healing.
Oh,
receive your healing.
And
receive your healing. Receive your healing.